Aid agencies and rights groups say about 25,000 members of the ethnic group known as Rohingya have crossed into Bangladesh since October. They are fleeing violence as the government fights rebels in Rakhine State. Many of the new arrivals are saying that Myanmar's security forces are attacking civilians. Some rights groups say satellite pictures support claims that whole villages have been burned to the ground. For Guljahar, there is nothing left to go home to. Her three sons disappeared during an attack in November. She describes how soldiers came to her village and carried out violence. The soldiers burnt down all the houses and everything we had in our village. The rice that we kept in a barn, they burnt it all. We had nothing left, she said. Abu Tahek, who traveled to Bangladesh with his wife and four of his six children, tells of witnessing Myanmar security forces committing rape. The shop owner and farmer left his house and land behind. He still does not know where two of his sons are. The government denies that abuses have taken place. A statement posted to the Ministry of Information's website on December 19th criticizes the international community for putting pressure on Myanmar's government. Jo Mu Tun, the Director General of the Myanmar Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says accusations of abuse are not helpful. But he said that the government is ready to work with those who provide evidence of suspected crimes. Whoever has that kind of information, please bring it forward and give us the concrete evidence. Then the government is ready to look into the matter, he said. In an interview with IRIN News, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman A.A. So said, the things they are accusing us of didn't happen at all. She added, I am sure there are people going over the border. I accept that. But I don't know if it could be 20 or 30,000. It's blown out of proportion. However, human rights groups dispute the government's statements. They say that evidence shows Myanmar's military is committing rights abuses. In a report published in mid-December, Amnesty International says that satellite pictures show that about 1,200 Rohingya homes have been burned. The government says that Rohingya militants have burned the homes. But, Amnesty says, eyewitness reports and satellite pictures show that the burning patterns are consistent with targeted and systematic attacks by the military. Another human rights group, Human Rights Watch, says other satellite imagery shows the government is behind the burnings. The images show a military post next to the village of Wapaik, where around 300 buildings have been burned. Brad Adams, the Asia director at Human Rights Watch, said, it's difficult to believe that militants burned down over 300 buildings in Wapaik over a one-month period, while Burmese security forces stood there and watched. Foreign reporters and humanitarian groups have been banned from going to the northern part of the Rakhine State, making it difficult to document violence in the area. Several journalists will be permitted into the area this week, but it is not clear how freely they will be able to travel. I'm John Russell.